You're listening to Talking Teesdale, a regular podcast covering Barnard Castle and the surrounding villages. Brought to you in association with the Witham Community Arts Centre.
Welcome along to Talking Teesdale once again. I'm Stuart Launday.
And I'm Jane Woodward.
How are we doing?
All right, Stuart.
Have you had a good week?
Busy, very busy week.
Yeah. What's this I see in the corner of the studio?
Well, I've given you a nice, comfy beanbag chair.
You mean you've given me ample opportunity to bring you a nice chair up here, but now you've brought your own?
I have. But you can just relax in it and, oh, it's just so comfortable, you'll probably fall asleep.
Next, you'll be wanting a Wonder mic, because I haven't got a wire long enough to reach over there.
I know, I was very disappointed.
Never mind.
Very disappointed.
We've got a guest presenter this week.
Have we?
We have indeed, Emma Hignett.
Right, okay, yes, I remember, yeah.
Yeah, what will we know her from? From presenting the Business Awards.
Yes.
If you remember the Business Awards. Anyway, Emma has stepped into the breach and popped along to Enterprise House to chat to Gail Cole about an Ask the Expert session.
Oh, yes, that's next week, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. They should have one for podcasting so that we can find out what to do.
I thought you were going to say one for podcasting so they can ask us what to do as the experts.
No. I don't think anybody would want to ask us. I don't know. So we've got Emma and Gail coming up a bit later on. And I'll also be chatting to Caroline Hardy of the Friends of the Stockton and Darlington Railway about all things railway.
Yes.
And a bit of canals as well. I couldn't resist.
Oh, of course, of course.
So
yeah, there's a talk coming up about the railways at the Witham.
I'm more interested actually in Little Loco's Big Day.
Yes.
Colouring.
Yeah.
And song and singing. There's a song to be sung.
Storytelling. Yeah. You could come along for that, Stuart.
Absolutely.
It's not just for kids. Big kids.
That's not what that's not what Caroline says. So we've got plenty going on in this week's programme. We'll finish with a bit of music from, I think, Fairport Convention.
Oh, yes. Now that's sold out.
Excellent.
But we have a waiting list.
Jolly good. More details of that a bit later on.
Yes.
Right, on with the show.
Hi, I'm Jim.
And I'm Sheila.
We're volunteers at the Witham.
And you're listening to Talking Teesdale with Stuart and Jane.
Now, as we all know, this year is the 200th anniversary of the Stockton and Darlington Railway. And as part of celebrations, there's a couple of events at the Witham on Wednesday, the 29th of October, being led by Caroline Hardy. I caught up with Caroline a couple of days ago to find out more and began by asking about her involvement in the Stockton and Darlington Railway celebrations.
Well, I live in Lartington and I'm an archaeologist and heritage consultant by profession. I got involved in the Friends of the Stockton and Darlington Railway about in the year 2013.
So you've been at this thing a while then, the old railway, because the preparations for the 200th anniversary have been going on for quite some time, haven't they?
You could say from about 2013. My job as a heritage consultant meant I'd been employed by a number of organisations like Darlington Borough Council, for example, to give them some advice on some of their historic buildings. And when I did research into these historic buildings, I discovered all about the Stockton and Darlington Railway and what a phenomenally important railway it was, how the opening of that railway on the 27th of September 1825 actually changed the world. But if you went to visit any of the remains of it, you were faced with fly tipping, old couches, used syringes. It was really quite ghastly. And a number of other people had sort of come to the same conclusion that we had this amazing heritage asset. It was actually 26 miles long. And it started in Teesdale, up near Etherley, and went all the way to Stockton. And in any other part of the country, you couldn't help thinking that this would attract people from all over the world. And indeed, it used to. But what we were going to do now, we had the 200th anniversary on the horizon and it was all in a bit of a sorry state.
Yeah, I think we're very good at hiding our lights under the bushels around here, aren't we?
Well, indeed we are. And, you know, that the area that the railway ran through is now quite an economically poor area. And a lot of people complain that, you know, the council's not doing enough or, you know, generally it's can be a bit miserable and downbeat about it. And we really wanted to address that and give people a sense of civic pride that this area was associated with something that was really pioneering and had real entrepreneurs with vision. It had billionaires who were willing to invest in the public transport infrastructure. There are so many stories associated with this. It's a really uplifting. So it was time to do something.
I mean, there was a huge amount of work to go into making this anniversary happen, wasn't there?
Absolutely. But we were under no illusions. When we first got together in 2013, these sort of disparate group of people, some of them were councillors, but some were just ordinary people, some from the heritage background, geographers, just anybody. We knew we couldn't do anything ourselves because we didn't have any money, we didn't have any resources and limited influence. So the first thing we had to do was get the local authorities involved. And there were three local authorities that the 1825 mainline ran through. And that was Durham County Council, Darlington Borough Council and Stockton Borough Council. So we got them on board. We'll see how many railway puns we can get into this. And they were brilliant. Not only did they get on board, we started to see the three local authorities working together and sharing staff. You know, this doesn't happen very often. Then we got people like Historic England, Network Rail, the rail operators, and we got more and more partners involved. And what we needed to do was make sure that we were all singing from the same hymn sheet. We all understood what was important about the railway, but also that we had an action plan that would take us up to 2025. And so the three local authorities commissioned my heritage consultancy to do that. So I ended up writing it with lots of support from volunteers. And we created an action plan and then everybody signed up to it. And that allowed us to bring in money from various government organisations and from the lottery fund. And we did that in partnership with all these other organisations. So we've had massive investment with things like £35 million at Hope Town in Darlington. I don't know whether it was £11 million or £18 million went to Locomotion in Shildon. Levelling up funding has been used to put in a walking and cycling route through Durham County Council, although the government in its wisdom decided not to fund the same walking and cycling route in Darlington and Stockton. I mean, what were they thinking? So we've already got the start of massive investment in the area, but we need to keep going on. We can't just stop now. There's a lot of unfinished business.
So really, the Stockton and Darlington 2025 anniversary is kind of the start of it, it's not the finish.
Absolutely. In the past, there have been celebrations every 50 years, but what's happened in that 50-year gap is people have forgotten again, and the assets that have been left behind have been destroyed often. Etherley Engineman's house, for example, on Etherley Incline was actually destroyed by Teesdale District Council in the 1980s. We can't let things like that happen again. So we need to keep it alive in people's minds. So we're going to run a mini festival every September from now on, with lots of guided walks, exhibitions, displays, things that we can manage to do ourselves without bringing in the mega bucks. And already a lot of the railway museums and other organisations have agreed that they too will participate in a mini festival every September.
That's good. And speaking of events, that brings us up to what you're doing at the Witham in the next couple of weeks. We've got the Little Locos Big Day, a storytelling session, I'm guessing for young ones. And then for those railway enthusiasts who want to find out more, we've got the railway that got the world on track, which it sounds quite grand, but it's perfectly true. So tell us a little bit more about the two events that you've got coming up here on Wednesday the 29th.
Well, during the day, I'll be running workshops for children based on my children's book, Little Locos Big Day. And that's about the opening of the Stockton-Darlington Railway. And it's based on the true story, but very much aimed at young children. We'll talk a little bit about what life was like before the railway. We'll probably talk quite a lot about poo, because that's a good way of engaging children. And there was quite a lot of horse poo around before the railway, but there was also a lot of anxiety about the big changes that were coming. Would people still need horses? Would they want horses? And if you were a horse at the time, you'd probably be quite worried. And one of the central characters is Harold the Horse, who's rather anxious about being put in a horrible home for hopeless horses. Little Loco herself is very anxious because she's not sure she's actually going to be able to perform. Nobody has ever carried such a big train over such a long area. Is she going to be up to the task? The wonky wagons are not happy at all because they're used to being hauled by horses and now they're going to be hauled by this machine which is capable of doing the most extraordinary speeds of between 8 and 15 miles an hour. So there's a lot of anxiety at the beginning of the book and it's about how that all plays out in the course of the opening day. We'll also do some singing, dare I say it. I was very lucky to collaborate with Phil Sculthorpe from Darlington over a song, which is Harold's song, which comes with hand action. So we'll be singing that very loudly. And then a bit of colouring in as well. So that's the sort of things we'll be doing during the day.
That sounds like an awful lot of fun. Is there any colouring in on the evening?
Well, no, probably not, because we won't have tables out. Because we need to have tables, but I'm more, if people feel that they want to do colouring in, then I can bring the colouring in. However, there will be some rather nice slides. Yes, we'll be talking about the railway that got the world on track, because that's actually what the railway did. And I don't want to give too much away, because my goodness, you know, if I tell it all now, nobody will come to the evening. But the world was watching the opening of the Stockton and Darlington Railway to see if it was something that they might do too. So there were people at that opening day from other parts of the country, but also other parts of the world. There were Americans and French people all thinking, this might be a good idea. We might want to do this too. And at the end of the opening day, a lot of people were convinced that, yes, this is the way forward. And so they went away and persuaded promoters and financiers in their neck of the woods that they needed railways too. And so, indeed, the Stockton and Darlington Railway is the railway that got the world on track.
Sounds fascinating. For me, as you can probably tell with my Canal and River Trust jumper on here, it's a bit of a double-edged sword. Very proud to come from the county that did give the world the railways, but also I'm a huge canal fan, and, of course, the railways did for the canals, not to put too fine a point on it.
Well, they did rather. They also did for the stagecoach. yes, I mean, the people behind the Stockton and Darlington Railway did look at canal as an option. Many people will be familiar with the Dixon family from Cockfield, who actually trialled canal technology on Cockfield Fell. And they got independent engineers in to price up the two options, canal or railway, or indeed a mixture of both. And that independent advice was that the railway was the cheaper and more efficient option, because you didn't have locks and things to have to deal with. And so that's why they went down the route of the railway. And consequently, we don't really have a tradition of canals in this part of the northeast of England.
I mean, I've been up to the Fell at Cockfield and seen kind of where the canal would have started, you know, where they trialled it out. And that, I'm sure they dug a trench up there for a short while. And I'd loved a canal up around here.
Well, I mean, that's it. I mean, a lot of these industrial transport networks, whether it's railway or canal, went through a phase of being really quite unpleasant, didn't they? Very dirty industrial, and then neglect. But now, in the 21st century, a canal is a real asset. The beautiful walking routes, lovely wildlife corridors. And I often think when I'm walking along canals myself in places like West Yorkshire, gosh, can you imagine if they'd gone down the route of canal instead of railway, we would have all these canals as well. But railways are also, disused railways, are great wildlife corridors as well, because, you know, particularly since the 1960s, when a lot of them went out of use, they've been taken over with natural regeneration, and you've got amazing wildlife, and they really link up all these wildlife areas. And they're fabulous dog walks, because they're quite often fenced away from all the livestock, so you can let your dog off the lead and have a really nice linear walk along a disused railway.
You mentioned the 60s there and what happened to the railways in the 60s, but I think we'd possibly leave that for another podcast, because we could be here all day. But wouldn't it be fabulous to still have the branch lines that come through Barney and Middleton and everything?
Well, I've got mixed feelings about this, because in Lartington, where I live, my back garden kind of backs onto what was the South Durham and Lancashire Union Railway, which was part of the Stockton and Darlington Railway. And I think as I'm hanging out my washing, I'm certainly not sure I'd want steam trains going back with all the smuts flying out and my washing getting covered in soot. But I guess they wouldn't be steam trains anymore if we were still using them.
And on that bombshell, I think we'll leave it there. Caroline, thanks very much for your time. It's been a real pleasure, and we look forward to seeing you on the 29th.
See you on the 29th.
And a reminder of what's happening on Wednesday, October the 29th at 11 o'clock. It's Little Loco's Big Day, a storytelling session. And then at 7:30 in the evening, it's Stockton and Darlington Railway, the railway that got the world on track. Tickets are available for both events. Contact www.thewitham.org.uk for full details.
Hi, this is Louise, Queen of Social Media, and you're listening to Talking Teasdale with Stuart and Jane.
So Jane's back for a look at what's coming up at the Witham in the busiest October ever.
It is. So busy. Something on nearly every day.
So we'll kick off with just a note, because this is a sold-out show, so you'd have to go on a waiting list next Wednesday night.
Fairport Convention.
Legends.
Yes.
I was looking them up before. Fairport Convention started out the year I was born.
Oh, okay.
So they've been going 25 years.
you wish.
If only. 1967, Fairport Convention.
Wow.
Were formed, and they're still going strong.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So there we go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, unfortunately, all tickets gone. But if you want to take a punt, you can put your name on a waiting list for any returns, correct?
You can, yes.
Excellent stuff. Now, tell me about this film, because it's another one of these that I've never heard of, The Penguin Lesson.
Lessons. I've left the S off. More than one lesson. It's based on a true story. And it's starring Steve Coogan and Jonathan Pryce.
All right, yeah, yeah.
Well-known actors. And it's about a man that adopts a penguin in Argentina.
Oh.
I know nothing more than that, but it has been requested.
All right.
It is apparently very good. And it's on Thursday, 16th of October at 7 o'clock, and we're showing it with subtitles.
I was going to say, I mentioned that all the films that we show at the Witham do come with subtitles.
Yes, they do. They do.
Which is
and
very good.
Tickets only £5.
Very good.
And
now,
I think it'll be very good.
Having heard nothing about The Penguin Lessons, to somebody that I am very familiar with, because being a bit of a sports fan, Annabelle Croft from
yes.
Tennis Balls to Glitter Balls, because, of course, a couple of years ago, she strutted her stuff and Strictly as well.
She did. And we've had to actually alter the seating plan for this because she is going to be dancing.
Oh, very nice.
Yes. So she's coming on Friday the 17th of October.
Very good.
7:30. We do still have some tickets left.
Mm. It should be an interesting evening because, mm-hmm. I mean, although she's gone from professional sports person to commentary box to sort of TV personality, she has an interesting story to tell.
Yes, yeah, I think it'll be a good night.
It will. It'll be an interesting evening
mm-hmm.
with dancing as well.
Yes.
Yeah. What could be better?
I know.
And then on Saturday.
Oh, yes. I'm sure you're going to come, aren't you?
No. Wild horses couldn't drag me.
Bay City Rollers.
I know. I can't get my head around the Bay City, a version of the Bay City Rollers still touring 50 years
yeah.
after the, I mean, they were the original teeny bopper band.
Yes, they were.
You know.
They're going to come dressed in tartan, I'm sure.
I mean, it'll be a night and a half, I'm sure.
It'll be a good night. Actually, tickets are selling really fast.
Good.
So there's only a few left. That's Saturday the 18th at 7:30.
Marvellous mm-hmm. stuff. So that's quite a varied programme next
is.
Week, isn't it?
I know.
One way and another.
Yes, something for everyone, Stuart.
So there must be something in amongst that lot to tickle your fancy.
Yep.
So, as I say, with the exception of Fairport Convention, which is returns only, tickets are available for the other stuff from where?
From the website.
Which is?
www.thewitham.org.uk.
Or you can call the box office.
01833 631107.
I understand. We forgot to mention that last week.
Yeah, we did.
We've had complaints.
Have we?
From senior management.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, sales are down hugely.
Shocking.
Because we didn't mention it.
Right. Well, we have.
We have not
mentioned it.
We'll not make that mistake again.
No, we won't.
Excellent stuff. Right. We'll see you next week.
All right.
See
Bye.
You later. Bye.
Hi, I'm the one and only Josh, the man, the myth, the legend. and you are listening to Talking Teasdale with Stuart and Jane.
So now we're heading across to Enterprise House in Barnard Castle for details of a special event they've got coming up next week. And chatting to Gail Cole is our special guest presenter.
So it's Emma Hignett here, and I am down in Barnard Castle at Enterprise House with Gail Cole, who called me up and said, "Something new going on. Come and talk to me."
Certainly did.
So, Gail, while I sit here and drink coffee, tell me, what new thing have you got planned?
Some of you may be aware that we do our monthly networking meetings here at Enterprise House.
I think we might have talked about them in the past.
We've touched on them in the past. And what struck me was the amount of talented people that attend these. So I thought, what else can we do and sort of build on what we're already doing? And I came up with the idea of a Meet the Expert Day. So I started approaching people that I thought would be good, that they know what they're talking about, they're well established, and they're always supportive. So I started putting feelers out. And in fact, I think, Emma, I think you were probably one of my first, along with somebody else who unfortunately can't make it. And everybody was very willing. Everybody said, yeah, absolutely. So my plan came together quite quickly, actually. It's only been sort of whirling around in my head in about the last sort of 3 or 4 weeks. And the stage we're at now is I've got, say, 9 to 10 people that are going to give up their time. And the event is on Wednesday, the 15th of October, starting at 10 o'clock. We've put it to 1 o'clock, and it's very much a drop-in session. If you do know you're coming, if you can let me know, that is great. But if you just want to pop in the morning, that's acceptable too.
So what it is it's aimed at businesses of all sizes?
All sizes.
And any location?
Any location. We sort of said sort of Teesdale, but if you're Bishop Auckland, Darlington, North Allerton, you're more than welcome. People from Cumbria, everybody is included. And I think it's an opportunity to come through and just have a very low-key conversation with somebody. There's going to be no hard sells. There's going to be no, can I take your email and I'm going to bombard you?
Mm-hmm.
You might take your email, but it will be very much you're testing different people out and see if they offer what you actually need. I did refer to running a business as an onion the other day. And my reason is, I think businesses are like onions because they're both layers. And my analogy was, there's lots of different layers to a business. It's your marketing, your HR, your website, your grants to start your business.
Mm-hmm.
Also things like prints and promotions you might not have thought of. So lots of different people that you might be brilliant at what you do, but you just need a little bit of fine-tuning on something else.
Yeah.
And maybe something you hadn't thought of doing as well.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, I've run my own business. I've been self-employed since I was... I can't remember.
Early
20s.
Yeah.
And I always laugh that the worst part of my job, the two worst parts of being the, because it's a one-person business, being the financial director.
Yes.
And the IT director.
Yes. And it's sometimes something you maybe don't want to be bothered with.
Yeah.
We have one guy, I'll mention his name, Kane Mitchell, and he's amazing, and he's coming up with ways that you can fine-tune how you do your IT stuff. I don't understand it all. Kane's the one to explain it, but it can maybe make your life a lot simpler.
I've spoken to Kane, and it's all about improving processes within your business. Let's just recap. It's for businesses.
It is, yeah.
So it's basically if there's something in your business that you fancy getting help with, so that might be marketing, it might be PR, it might be your website, it might be HR, it might be...
Exactly.
Any of those kind of services.
I need a grant to do something. I'm brand new. I've got an idea. I don't have a business, but where do I go to start?
Yep.
You come to Enterprise House, you have a cup of tea, cup of coffee, and you just chat to people. And if we can point you in the right direction, we will do. And I think we've got most bases covered with small businesses. There are some other people that I would have liked to have included, but I thought it was best just to start it small. I keep referring to it as my fledgling thing, and I am hoping that in years to become, it becomes sort of a biannual thing, and it's really big in the area.
Yeah.
We maybe have to host it somewhere else to Enterprise House, but that's my daydream at the moment.
I'm just going to run through, because there's public relations, there's brand photography, there's Wi-Fi and data specialists, website development we've talked about, there's a couple of people from Business Durham that is the county's business support
team. Yeah,
they're
very well known to us and very supportive.
So they do things like grants and various business support programmes.
Yes.
HR support, sales advice. Paula Richardson I've met before and she is excellent.
She's excellent, yeah, good reputation.
Abby, brilliant, she does grants. Yes. Print and promotions, they're based right here at Enterprise House.
No, they're actually very supportive of us, but they're in one of the villages.
Oh, okay, outside. All right.
But yeah, very supportively.
Okay. And from Newcastle Building Society, you've got a lady coming there as well. So
yes,
basically, we're talking about anybody, whatever size your business is, come along and you can basically get, you know, like a free consultation.
Absolutely. And I also think you can promote your company as well.
Yeah.
And what I've found, my experience of networking is it isn't always about sales. And I think this proves it. I've been able to contact people that I've met and said, look, can you help me in a different sort of a way?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not always about landing a big contract. It's about building your support network of people for advice. And advice is invaluable sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah.
And especially when you're on your own, it must be ever so hard thinking, I've got this, I don't know how to sort of crack it. I don't know how to approach it. I can contact Emma, I've met her at networking.
Yeah.
We got on. And it can only help.
I mean, I working on your own. I mean, I work on my own most of the time. And one of the things that I really enjoy is going out and meeting people and talking to people and listening to people.
Yeah.
Because it is incredibly hard just to do it without that brainstorm element.
Yes, yeah. And it's sociable as well, networking.
It is. It's human. We are social creatures.
Yeah, exactly. And I also found that you get nervous going into a room and you think, should I be here? Everybody else is so much more better at what they do, better qualified. And it's not always the case. People are nervous and everyone is there for the same reason. We're here to support and we're here to learn. And that's what it's all about, I think, anyway. And that's what I get from it.
So, quick reminder of the day. It's called Meet the Expert Day.
Meet the Expert Day.
I have to say this, being self-deprecating, every chance I get, I'm an expert, aren't I?
Yes, well, I'm hoping to get lanyards with Meet the Expert on and bits on your tables and things. So yes, Wednesday the 15th of October.
Okay.
Enterprise House, which is on Harmaya Enterprise Park in Barnard Castle.
Basically, get to Glaxo and turn the opposite direction.
Absolutely, yeah. And for information, our building is right opposite Castle Vets. And we're hoping by the time this event is on, we're getting a really funky sign outside.
Oh, yeah.
Bright pink. You won't miss us. So it starts at 10. There isn't any sort of set things that right at 10 o'clock I'm seeing such and such. It's you just come in and you just socialise really and meet people. And hopefully we'll get a good attendance. You know, it could be that we've got as many people walk through the door as experts. If that's the case, it's win-win for the people that have rocked up because they're going to get lots of time.
Yeah.
But I think the first step is people have to actually show up. So it might be out your comfort zone, but please just come along. I think as soon as you walk in the door, you'll think, yeah, I've made the right decision.
Yeah, everybody's friendly.
Absolutely, yeah.
And, you know, and even
it's
if
great.
You might discover something you just had no knowledge about.
No, and you're not going to be stood in a corner thinking, I don't move.
Gail will be there. You'll be handing out the coffees.
I'll be handing out the coffees and force-feeding you with bits of cakes and biscuits. Very, very informal. And yeah, it'd be great to meet some new people. It can only help.
Wonderful, Gail. Last thing, if somebody's gone, hang on, I've forgotten what it was. Can they just find it all on the Enterprise House website?
It's all on our website.
Okay, so if you just put into Google or whatever search engine, Enterprise House, Barnard Castle.
Absolutely.
Ding.
And if you want to phone us, I'll just quickly give you the phone number.
Mm-hmm.
01833 696 750. You've got Lynn and you've got myself with the two ladies that run Enterprise House. Just pick the phone up and say, look, give me a few more details. Is it for me? If you're running a business or thinking about running a business, it's definitely for you.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And thank you for the coffee and biscuit.
You're very welcome.
I hope it hasn't recorded me eating a biscuit. Brilliant. Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
All good stuff. And thanks to Emma for popping along to Enterprise House for us. And that's just about it for this week. We'll finish, as we always do, with a bit of music from Fairport Convention, who'll be on stage at the Witham on Wednesday night. Returns only, I'm afraid, as far as tickets are concerned. The band's just re-released their 1985 album Gladys's Leap with brand new notes. This is a track from it called How Many Times. And from Jane, and from Emma, and from me, we'll see you again soon. Ta-da!
Thanks for listening. We'll be talking Teesdale again soon. In the meantime, please spread the word. Like, share and subscribe. Or go online to thewitham.org.uk.